I've known him since 1995. I went on a mission trip to Romania, and I was like, I don't know, 20, and he was 18 or 17 or something. I don't know. It was probably the most amazing time I've ever had in my life, and we've been friends ever since. So.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for welcoming me, and this is a privilege for me to speak here. And thank you for listening to me. I am honored. And Lord, we thank you for this morning. And please speak to our hearts. Transform us into your image, Lord. Show us who you are. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I will start speaking today from Matthew 20. In this chapter, we have first the Lord Jesus. He's giving a parable with the workers in the vineyard, Matthew 20. You know it is you know how some people work the full hours of the day, and then some work only a little bit, and then those that worked only a little bit, they are paid first, and those that worked the whole day, they see that those that worked only a little bit get the full amount of payment. So they're thinking, we will get more. We will get more. But they don't get more. So did the master do a good thing or not? Yeah. On one hand, it's like the master was correct. They got what they agreed in the beginning for. They were not cheated. But the thing that they did not agree with was that those that worked only a little bit got the same payment. So they were not happy with that. And then the Lord speaks about how he will die in Jerusalem. And then the funniest thing for us in the eastern part of the world is like there were two brothers, and they were the sons of Zebedee. And because of their characters, the Lord called them the sons of thunder. And now the sons of thunder, they need their mom. And mom comes to Jesus. So this is like in the eastern part of the world, it's like everything is about connections, who you know, who can talk for you, and nobody speaks to the person in charge. They look for who they know that knows the person in charge. So they talk to somebody else. So some people become very important, like moms. So she comes to Jesus. And she says, please, yeah, you take my sons and make them sit in your kingdom at your right hand and left hand, like the two most important positions. And the Lord says, my father will choose who will sit there, and we don't know who will fill those positions. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he was talking about the thieves on the cross, because then one stood at the right hand and one at the left hand, but they were not both in the kingdom. But anyway, the funny thing is that the other 10 disciples, they heard everything. and they didn't dare to say a word until Jesus said, no, it's not possible for me to give that to your sons. And then the 10 disciples started being upset against the 2 disciples. Oh, you went with your mom. Our moms are not here, so... So what's going on? Like, you think you are special, that you are with mom here? Is and then Jesus taught them that it's not about a hierarchy, who gets higher. It's not about that. He says, if you want to be the first, be like a servant. And then the last thing in the, Matthew 20 is how Jesus was walking on the road and 2 blind people started crying, have mercy on us, son of David. And they were blind men, they were beggars, they were the lowest layer of society. So then, of course, everybody was telling them to shut up. But they were shouting even louder, and Jesus healed them. So we see a lot of layers and hierarchy in this chapter, and we see how people try to get into a higher position, into a better place, even in that place to be at the right hand and left hand of the Lord Jesus in the kingdom of God. And I think we as believers, we want to be good Christians, and we want to hear that saying, good, well done, good and faithful servant. So I would like to speak about this question. Is it good that we want to get into a higher position in the kingdom of God? Is it good that we want to hear a thank you? Is it good that we want to get a reward from God? Is it good that we want to get a crown from God? So... Actually, this question goes even deeper into my heart, at least, because I want to be approved by God, and I want God to... I think like this, in the secret of my heart. I don't think about the right hand of Jesus, sitting at the right hand of Jesus in the kingdom, but I think in the secret of my heart... Maybe God will look at me and he will say, yeah, yeah, right now he's doing good. He's doing a good job. He's, yeah, yeah. He's like he said about Job, have you seen my servant Job? So I'm thinking maybe. I want God's approval. I want him to say, you're okay. I want to hear a thank you from him. Is it good? Is this good? And of course we all have this desire in our hearts. And sometimes that's why we serve in our Christian lives. We serve. And serving is going against our carnal nature, where we want to be lazy and we want others to serve us. But we want to serve so that God will say, good, good, good job. Yeah. So, and then I'm thinking of the Lord Jesus. How did he serve? Why did he do the work? And looking at the Bible... The Bible explains something very, very clear, but I haven't seen it before. But 2 places that we're going to look at in John 13, the first place. And in John 13, we see, And the second place is Philippians 2, where Paul says, have this mind in you that was also in Christ, that he went down, lower and lower. He was obedient, submitted, humble, even to death, even death on the cross. Like there was no lower place than that, death on the cross. And in John 13, we see him after he came lower and lower and lower. In John 13, we see him taking the lowest place in a household. Like you had a rich person had slaves, and within the slaves there was a hierarchy. The highest slave was the steward of the house. He had the keys to the supplies, and he was taking care of the other servants. But if you had a very bad slave, maybe you wanted to punish him, it was the one that was washing feet. So we see Jesus going lower and lower and lower and taking that place. And the explanation for that in John 13, in verse 3, it starts with Jesus knowing that the Father gave him everything. That he came from God and he's going back to God. And this is the amazing truth for us this morning. Did Jesus serve so that the Father would give him everything? It is the other way around. Because Jesus knew that the Father gave him everything. And then if we look in Philippians 2, did Jesus do all his work so that he would be equal with God? Or is it in Philippians 2, verse 6, he had the image of God, but he did not think that he needs to hold onto that. I'm using my Romanian Bible and I'm trying to translate it in English. So he did not think, oh, I need to be equal with God. I need to hold onto that. But he took off himself, as taking off some clothes, and he took the image of a servant, being like man. So this is the good news for us. We are not working so that we will get something. But the Lord says, when you received the Holy Spirit, when you were born again, you received everything in my Son. And the Lord says in Colossians 2, you are complete in me, and you have everything. And that is what I want you to know. So this reversed my idea of Christian life and serving. And the Lord says, I think you are doing a nice job that you are serving, but you should have this mind in you, which, by the way, was in my Son, Jesus Christ. He had everything in the beginning. And then, because he had everything in the beginning, in John 13, is because he knew God gave him everything. Because you have all the blessings in Christ. This is in Ephesians 1, verse 3. You are blessed with all the blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So we are not serving that God would love us more. That's impossible. is the other way around. Have this mind in you, which was always in Christ. You have to understand how much God loves you and how much He blessed you. And you cannot be more accepted by God than you are now. You don't have to think like, I need to be a better Christian so that maybe I can get a better place in the kingdom. Maybe I could even sit at the right hand of the Father. Because it's the other way around. It's not you working to get a better position, but it is because Christ paid with His blood on the cross. He won the best position for us. We are in Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father. And God tells us, you are my son now. There is no better position than that. And now, if I understand that I am blessed and I have everything in Christ and I am loved and then I am accepted, then there is a totally different service that comes out of me. It's not a service where I struggle and I strive to get a thank you at the end. I got all the thank you in the beginning. I got everything in Christ. And then the Lord says, if you would love to, as a fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life, if you would love to come down from that blessed position where you have everything in Christ and then serve a weaker one, but you got all the thank yous in the beginning from the Lord, so now I'm so free from getting a thank you. Like, I can serve without expecting a thank you or anything, because I got everything in the beginning. It's so different from how I think naturally. Naturally, I think like, Mom, can you please? Can you please? Like, I did this and that, and He didn't give me the points that I thought I needed. And somebody else is lower than me, and he got the same payment as I did. That's not fair. It's not fair based on our efforts. It's not fair. But based on His efforts, who it's His work on the cross, then it's fair. It's fair. Because the kingdom is not about a hierarchy where some people are more important than others. But the kingdom is that in we are accepted in the Beloved. And then let's heal some blind men, Jesus said. It's like they will not profit us anything. The Lord says, I'm going to Jerusalem. I will die there. Healing two blind men or not healing them will not get me more disciples, will not get me more fame or anything. But we are going lower. We don't need a thank you or anything else. And this is how we serve. And of course, we need to be edified in this and reminded this, because I wake up in the morning and I'm serving in the flesh again, where is like, I did this and I didn't get a thank you. Maybe you're asking, who are you serving in the morning? Who doesn't thank you? Well, my wife. No. But it's good for Father's Day. Yeah, actually, this is a good message for fathers, because as husbands and fathers, it's very easy to serve in order to get a thank you, but we don't get a thank you. Always. Often. So, but the Lord says, you need to know who you are in me. Who you are. And from who you are going down to serve. Serving is not going up a mountain of hierarchy or rewards or payment. Serving is getting everything in Christ in the beginning, and then you go down, you serve someone if you want to, as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I will close in Luke 15, because there is no better image of us when we don't understand what we have in Christ, like the older brother in Luke 15. And you know the story of the older brother. He spoke to his father in Luke 15, verse 29. "Behold, I serve you as a slave. I serve you. I do this, I do that. And I never did anything wrong. And you never gave me. You never gave me, basically, a thank you." Now, if we understand also from the next verses that if the older brother would have asked his father for a lamb to do a barbecue with his friends, the father would have gladly given him that. But he was talking about something else. He was talking that he was serving as a slave. His friends would see that he's working so hard. And he was expecting his father to come in the picture and say, "Wow, you're doing such a great job. Oh, let me give you a lamb and let's have a barbecue, a party with all your friends." This is what he was saying. "You never did that to you." And what was the answer? What was the answer of the father in verse 31? With so much love, he said, "Child, you are always with me, and everything that I have is yours." So that's why it's so useless for us to try to work to get something, some approval or love from God. Because God says, "Everything, all my love is with you. You want to get a better place in the kingdom, but the whole kingdom is yours. Everything that I have is yours. And you should have this mind, which, by the way, was also in Christ, that I gave you everything, that you are promoted and beloved in the kingdom. Do you know who you are? You are a miracle of the forgiveness of sins of Christ. You are washed in the blood. You can't get better than that. There is nothing you can add to that. But there's a lot of fruit that can produce in through you. If you understand that you are coming from the Father and you are going back to the Father." So many times I find myself as the older brother. "Oh, Lord, I'm doing all this for you, and I don't get, where is my thank you? Where is my, like, what's the difference between me and those that worked only 1 hour in the field? Why?" And the Lord says, my child, this is the reality. Reality is not that you are working to get somewhere in the kingdom of God. Reality is that through the sacrifice of Christ, you already got somewhere. You already got everything. You got the whole cake in the beginning. So this is the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we are, our responsibility here in this world is to get edified in what Christ did, so that what Christ did would bring fruit in us. Yeah. But what he did is so beautiful and amazing, and it's such a provision that can bring fruit in us. He works the will and the, what is that? The will He works in us to will and to do. Yeah, the will and to do, the will and the power. It's His provision. Yeah. So, Lord, we thank You so much that Your work on the cross, it's so amazing, so huge, paying all of our sins and bringing us through the birth from above, bringing us into acceptance in the Father, in the Beloved. Thank You, Lord. Please keep us edified with this, with the reality of Your work, what You have done, so that what You have done would be far more important than what we do. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for this beautiful church. Please bless this local church here. Thank You, Lord. Amen.